Yes. A very good afternoon or good evening to wherever you're finding yourself. This is the business and economic segment, or yes. Lecture Hall 1.
Lecture Hall 1.
Yeah. With me, Kaveve Themburuka.
And David Chombe. Good evening, good afternoon, and how have you been? So, welcome back. Welcome to business and economic segment. And as we have been saying, it has been the order of the program, especially during this time. It's very important to understand that business and economic segment is a platform where we talk about, you know, economics, we talk about, economic policies, we talk about where the country is, we also talk about, you know, opportunities, and a little bit of social affairs, especially when it's linked to the economy. Talk about, you know, bridging the gap between people who understand business and economics and also people who, you know, should learn from this platform. Yeah, and Kaveh, for the past days, we were talking about a little bit of, you know, the link between social issues and, social life and also, and, you know, economics also.
Yeah. And I think it's very important for us to focus on such issues because, you know, our social lives are what, you know, moves us every day. It's how we live every day.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to link that to the economy because the economy is now what sustains us.
Yeah.
So we have to see where the link is between the two.
Yeah, indeed. And just before we go to a very short break, we are going to have an introduction of today's topic. But I don't think we have changed. We are into part two, right?
Yeah, it's part two.
The other time we did not finish. Maybe we can just tell our listeners where are we in terms of our conversation. Then we can start from there.
Yeah, so basically today's conversation is going to revolve around, it's basically just a continuation of yesterday's talk.
Yeah.
Where we're going to talk about how the youth or anybody per se has to utilize their festive season in a productive way so that it can, you know, build them for next year.
Yeah.
Because like we were saying yesterday, basically, you know, the festive season is there for us to go laugh, to go catch up with family and friends, to go relax and, you know, get some rest in there as well. But then, however, we also have to remember that it is a time for transition. It is a time to reflect.
Yeah.
So basically, we're just going to be unpacking how we can all, you know, look at different factors that contribute to economy building in the terms that when you're on festive season, when you're on leave, when you're on your holiday, what can you do better, you know, to improve your life or to improve your overall well-being?
Yeah, indeed. And the other day, yesterday, we spoke about, you, particularly the young people, because most of the things that we think about, especially when you talk about festival season, is entertainment, which is not a problem at all because you are within that period or within that time where you also need to enjoy yourself, you entertain, and you also, you know, learn. However, there are also, you know, as you said yesterday, too much of something can turn into a very bad situation or whatsoever. That's why most of the people, they think about go partying, go drinking alcohol, go and dance, and, you know, do everything that you do within your free time. But this is the platform where you are supposed to, you know, to engage in a very critical conversations because you don't have a lot of days before you move to another year. And it's also the time, you know, of looking at your life plan because it is always very important to have a plan.
Yeah,
because you must know where you are going. And it doesn't mean that there's a very big difference between having a plan and living a successful life. But a plan, at least, is trying to get you together. Even if you sometimes you move out of the way, but the plan will always get you together and say, no, I think I messed up here, but I think I'm also improving here, or I think I'm doing very well here. So that's why the conversation is also about personal development. What are you going to learn from this festive season? You need to make sure that when you are at the festive season, what are you going to learn? Because Kaveh, there's always this thing about young people, you know, they always say, no, you must try new things. There's a difference between, you know, trying new things or try to learn new things and experimenting without knowing what you are doing.
True.
Yeah, because people say, no, there's a very big difference. If you look at the context, like if you want to try new things, like you can try a certain hobby or you can try a certain sport that you never played before. You know, you learn to play different sport, like, you know, you can even learn online. You can learn to play chess. You can learn new business skills. You can advance in terms of skills. And yeah, because why we are saying this? We are saying this because it's only during the festive season where you have to meet diverse people at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we also, like, the festive season is also like a great chance for you as an individual to really reflect back on the year that you've had.
Yeah.
And to look at the ups and downs that you've had and really to, you know, to build on them and see where you can position yourself in a better position for next year. Because sometimes we tend to, you know, we miss overlook our mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's necessary for you to sit down at the end of the year and be like, you know, that's where I went wrong. But then also to reward yourself where you are good.
Yeah. No, I think you are correct. Look, you know, self-assessment is something which is lacking, especially to a black culture.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, most of us, we don't have a self-assessment. We always come to the situation where if I went through a certain problem in the year, I have to blame somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's always somebody. Yes. It's always my parents, always my friend. It's always somebody. But you never sit down one day and say, no, I think, you know, some decision that we are making, they put us in trouble. Just the moment you sit down and say, instead of me just going around the drink and start dancing out and, you know, traveling from this town to another town without any specific objective, sit down one day or 2 days and just look at what were some of your resolutions. What are some of the things that you have achieved? And don't do this. Don't compare yourself with other people's achievement because you don't know what's going on, you know, in their life. Mm-hmm. And come to the point where you are saying, I think from January to April, this is what I've done right. From April maybe to July, I made the very, not so acceptable behaviors or some decisions. It can be, you know, it can be a financial decision. It can be a decision, whatever you do. It can be a decision, whatever you do, either in social or professional life. Then you assess yourself. Then you give yourself marks also. Mm-hmm. Then that is where now you have to build. Because going to the festival season with all the tiredness of the year, then you come out like, you know, when you come out, you know, January, everyone is, you know, it's like you're coming from war. Yeah, the money is finished.
True.
The money is finished. People are gone, and dust is everywhere.
Yeah.
And you have to rebuild again. Yeah, you have to. That's why, as a young person, let us have a conversation. Let us. You guys must call us. Let us have a conversation, and let us also, you know, teach one another.
Yeah.
Because it's not always about a person who has the power of a mic and start communicating. I may be here telling you what to do, but I may be also missing a point.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's why it's not only about David and Kaveh. It's a conversation that every person should do, especially Namibian young people who are going to the festive season. And look where you are. It's always good to play with the big boys. But how old are the big boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you must look at your generation also, and you must also look at people that you are with. Were they already there where you are, or you want to jump steps? Because at the end of the day, if you are not yet there, you are just not there.
Yeah. True. Also, this is a conversation that really, you know, impacts everybody. And I feel like we can all learn from one another.
Yeah.
So from the youth, it's important for you to call us, you know, to engage on this conversation with us. And for the elders, you can call in, you can advise, because you've been through some of these things before.
Yeah.
So your advice can really change another person or their decisions. And of course, to the policymakers, you know, our big guys in the country, you can always call, you know, and tell us.
So, you want to join them for drinks tonight?
Yeah, that would be great.
But you want to be clear-headed tomorrow?
But that's impossible, right?
Nope. With the new Heineken 00, now you can. So go ahead. Make every hour a happy hour. Whenever. Heineken 00. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to the business and economic segment.
Yeah.
Lecture hall one.
Yeah, welcome back to lecture hall one. It has always been, a pleasure to be here. And let us engage in this very critical conversation, especially when it comes to how young people are going to spend their festive season. And we must also come up with, creative ideas on what need to be done. Is it right to go and drink 24 hours, or is it right to go and, you can go and drink or you can have an entertainment, but is it also right to join a certain kind of sport that you never joined before?
Mm.
And it's also right to I think use the platform to meet people that you want to be like, because we are always inspired by people in our life, and we are always inspired by people that are very difficult to find.
Mm.
But during this festive season is only the only time where you can have a platform to move around. Either you can move around with your family. Some people, they have, they have this very good, how do you call it? It's family friends relations.
Mm-mm.
You say, no, Kave's family is going to move to Dolly's family maybe for 3 days.
They have
a conversation. Yeah. And that is where you meet and, because the aim of having this conversation is to think beyond entertainment and also beyond what we call enjoyment, which tend to waste incidents.
Mm.
Like, accident, nobody planned accident, which is it's a very bad thing. And also, other aspects which are not planned, because where there is happiness,
mm-hmm.
because if you are, if you are at a place and you are very happy and this overjoyness or whatever the right word to use is, it can always turn sour very fast, especially when people are happy. Things can turn upside down and you regret.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, maybe Kaveh, you can tell our listeners about planning. How do you plan maybe a 2 week festive season, maybe from your personal experience? How do you plan, or you just move in?
I think the most crucial thing to have first of all would be goals. Like we said, like you're at the end of the year. Let's say, for an example, maybe you're an entrepreneur. It's important for you to plan out, like, okay, my leave is starting from maybe the 5th December January. So you plan out that these 2 weeks are going to be just for relaxation and fun and whatever. And then you go crazy in your 2 weeks. That's fine. But then before the year concludes, before the next season starts, it's important for you to also set out days where you are going to, reflect back on the year that you've had.
Yeah.
You are going to, set time up for meetings. Maybe if you met new people, you're going to engage with these new people.
Yeah.
You're going to go to banks and pick your business plans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you must always think ahead. You must not just limit yourself to, I'm on vacation, I'm on holiday, I can do this next year. Because that type of mindset is what will trap you within next year.
Yeah, and remember, tomorrow is already Friday, right?
Yeah.
December has already started and tomorrow is already Friday. And by the time you wake up, it's January and your kids are looking for money for uniforms, or you want to go, or you squander all the money that you had. And because I don't want to say I'm very careful, I'm also not that careful with finance, but I'm always concerned about what will happen in dry days.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because you find you can make or you can have a lot of money at some point, but there are always those dry seasons which are coming, especially in January. And for a teenager out there, or for a young person out there, especially students and young professionals, I'm not the kind of person to advise you that you should not go out and and have fun. But I have to say this: no one is going to give you an award on how many beers you consume, or how many Jack Daniel you buy. No one's going to give you an award. It's a very short term life satisfaction, which is does not have any status.
Yeah.
Because people not remember you about, this guy was buying us do what and was, this lady was dancing on top of the table and everyone was and, you know, yes, that time you can have it, but is it really something that you want to take up in the next maybe 2 years or so? Because those are very short term and uncalculated goals. Yeah. You know, having fun, it should not be part of your plan. But focusing on having fun and forgetting about yourself is some of the mistake which delayed a lot of people, especially in terms of either acquiring knowledge or in terms of, you know, progressing in your life. Yeah.
And I think also if we have the chance later on, we will be engaging with Kajengo.
Yeah.
And he can just come share his views also about what he thinks young people should utilize their time for the festive season.
Yeah.
But however, the thing that we did not also touch on yesterday, I feel like it was bad company.
Yeah.
Because as much as we want to emphasize on how important it is to network, it's also important for you to be able to categorize between the two. Because networking and bad company on the other side. Because bad company can corrupt you as a person.
Yeah.
So you have to put yourself also in a position to differentiate between good networking and then bad company.
It's true. Because, you know, people are very... They're not that dangerous, but people are very unique and they're very different in their nature, and people have different motives. Yeah, that's why when you are networking with individuals, it is up to you to create also a tool of analysis to say, is this person just my friend because he's my friend, or is this person my friend because he's a productive friend? Because when you talk about the aspect of bad companies, if you find already people in a group of maybe four, and you are well-mannered, you are well-raised, and you are, you know, you have been just a very cool kid who understand basic rules, and you also understand how to live in a very, organized society. When you come to these people, it's very difficult for you to change them rather than them changing you. Yeah, because now it's up to you now to see what can I do to leave this bad friend. Because one thing I have seen also, you know, Kaveh, when you are dealing with people, people are very difficult. You can find a very, I think this is not the first time I'm saying this. You can find a very, not to say disorganized, and also not to say corrupt. What is a better way to say? You can find a person who does not really have human relation skills. This person has a certain talent. This person has a certain talent. Let me say, just a technician, for example. Just a technician, but he sells people left, right, and center. He drinks and he does what. But you need this person.
Yeah.
You need this person. Now, in a situation where you live most of the time with this person, it's up to you now to see how should you move through, because this person behaviors can also, you know, incorporate your own behavior also, then you start behaving like that person. But you must also see how to live with people, and not really to say put them in their place, meet them where you can meet them. If a person really want to change, he can change, but if you can see bad character from other human beings, then that is a you are a very good human being. If you can detect those bad traits very fast, then you are a very good human being. Because we live in a society where you don't really know the intentions of individuals. You can be there partying and you don't know. These are things that people don't talk about. People can put something in your, especially ladies.
Yeah, true.
You know, dancing around, what? You guys like savannas and all those things. People can put something in your drink. Then by the time you wake up, you are in somebody's bed in Oranjemund, for example. Then everything is already done, your life is messed up, and you never go back.
Yeah.
And those are some of the things that when you are going to this festive season, don't forget about bad intentions of people. And people don't talk about these things. Because you know, human beings are very good. Yes, they are very good people, but they are also those one with bad intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You must be very, very, very careful. And I don't want to talk about men, but you know, ladies, security is always very important. This thing of saying, no, I found this other guy, he's very cool, he what? He buy people what, and just that person that you don't really know that you are safe or not.
Mm.
Next time you find yourself, we are looking for you in the on social media, missing.
Yeah.
But you don't really know. It started from a very good heart, but failing to analyze the person that you are dealing with.
Yeah.
Or trusting the friends that you have never been with for a long time.
Yeah.
It's also something that, you know, we need to think about, especially when you are in this festive season. Because people, they spend years in the places that you were never there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always good to be very careful, and yeah.
And especially for the young ones also,
yeah.
Because I feel like the young kids, especially from 18 up to like 25,
just talk about 16 to 20.
Yeah,
those are some of that is time when you start to get freedom.
Yeah, and they like enjoyment.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't also get freedom. You what? You fight for it.
Oh
yeah.
But then that's a very vulnerable group, because you are out there, you are young.
Yeah.
So there are people out there who have, you know, they've been in the field for a long time. So they have tactics that they use to get to you and to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And those kids usually fall prey. That is why this conversation is important for all the stakeholders to have, even parents.
Yeah.
Because the festive season comes with a lot of things, honestly. And as parents, we have to be there to protect our children. And, you know, just advocate for them and teach them these things prior to the festive season so that they know what to expect and how to carry themselves throughout the season.
No, it's true. Look, I think when you talk about the time, especially from 16 to 21, those are vulnerable people because it's also the time that you think you are smarter than everyone. That's the time you think, no, people are just, they don't understand life. And, you know, that is the time where you think you are smarter than everyone. And that is also, I don't want to say it's the dumbest time. I think it's also the time where you are just learning few things and you think you know everything.
You make the most mistakes.
Yeah, you make the most mistakes and you are very fast with life. And you don't want to listen when you are at that time. And mind you, parents were, your own parents were also at that time and they understand you.
Yeah.
When you are trying to lie to them, they also know that the small tricks that you are playing, they also know. But what is very important is also that, you know, no, there is no parent who wants his or her kids to not reach his or her potential.
Mm.
A parent, just a parent, whether you are good or you are a parent, just want the best out of their kids. Yeah, that's why now it's also the time where we need parental involvement, especially in this conversation. We are going to give our number so you can engage us, you can talk about how can we prepare for festive season, especially for young people. What are some of the things that need to be done during that festive season? And yeah, just general advice and because we are here to educate one another and to learn from one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can just definitely call us in studio. Our number is 083-288-8401.
Yeah.
That is 083-288-8401.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Oka.
The festive season comes with a lot of traveling. Whether you're driving out of town, making a dash to the store, or simply crossing the street, ensure your safety by adhering to all the road rules during the holiday season. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel
anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm,
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment, Lecture Hall 1 with me, Kaveh, and David Chombe.
Yeah.
We are talking about how the youth, or anybody per se, can best utilize the festive season to grow and to build better for next year.
Yeah.
Now, we will be contacting Kanjengo to join us and to talk about this matter and to unpack really what he thinks, you know, we can best do to utilize our time best throughout the season.
Yeah, I think, you know, conversations like this, they look like something which, when you are telling a person like, you know, what are your plans for the festive season? Most of the answer was just, you know, it's a holiday or it's a festive season, you know.
Mm.
Just whatever comes, or is entertainment.
Mm.
And, but really, if you think about one thing about, you know, personal development is always very important. And if we continue to teach ourselves, or if we continue learning, whatever platform you are using, if you are very good at reading books, if you can, you can follow an educational program, not just being on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TikTok is fine, but there is that content. There are some of the content which are not really filtered, or which are not really educative, or there's a lot of distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just take your time to say, there's always a time to read and expand your mind. Because one thing which we have seen is that if you love reading or learning, it's very easy for you to go through dangerous situations. It's also very easy for you to relate to people, and it's also very easy for you to reason.
Yeah,
because you can't just be in the conversation and you are saying okay. yeah. You know, it's because you are going to be challenged also, because you are going to sit in conversations where, you know, other kids they are coming from different places, and if you are not updating yourself, you know nothing about basic things, just like, you know, national news.
Mm-mm.
Who is your next president, for example?
Yeah.
You know, it's very funny, Kaveh. Eh? You find an adult youth or somebody who is 25 years old but does not understand just the basic governance of the country. Where are things going?
Yeah.
If you are maybe at university, because I remember the time I was at the Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, we had this civic education. Went to NAST, you know, academic institutions. Then just basic questions. You know, we are going to give you gifts. Okay, you are at university. Who is the Minister of Higher Education, for example? Or who is your Vice Chancellor? You are at the university.
Eh? You don't know.
People don't know. and you start asking yourself why we are so ignorant about just learning basic things.
Mm.
Okay, I don't want you to know all the ministers in the Namibian cabinet. Just tell me the minister within your field. If you are working in the hospital, maybe it's better. If you are studying maybe nursing, you must know your minister of health. You must know maybe the ED, and you must at least know basic things that can assist you, because those are some of the basic knowledge that you need to know.
Yeah.
And for you to enter conversation, especially in this festive season, you must equip yourself with skills. Yeah, because you know you are going to meet people who I don't want to say, I've been saying this, I don't want to say private school kids because it sounds like an insult to people. but you're going to meet people who are whose intellectual capacity are, you know, and what unmeshed.
Yeah.
Then it's for you now to enter that table, and you bring what you know, and for you to know a little thing. I don't want to say you must go and memorize everything about life.
Mm.
At least you must have a subject to say, no. Okay, if you don't know this thing, all the topics they come. Okay, people talk about sport. You are just saying yeah. We talk about politics. You are just saying oh yeah, but okay. When the topic of entertainment come in, you are number one, it's not really. But okay, people talk about social life. You are just there. No. Get into the table and be like a responsible citizen, and you can at least, you know, talk something.
Yeah, that's I think why we were also saying the festive season should be an opportunity to learn and to grow.
Yeah.
Because even people are traveling far and wide.
Yeah.
Even the surrounding that you find yourself in within this festive season, like learn about the area.
Yeah.
Learn about what it can offer to Namibia
and
how you can create opportunities through that area also. Like I remember yesterday we remarked on how people are traveling all the way to Hardap.
Yeah.
But they don't realize
just for a selfie.
Just for a selfie. But when you don't realize the risk that in the area of the dam, you know, with the low water and everything.
Yeah.
You have to educate yourself. That's why you can take this time to, you know, learn more.
Yeah.
Even if you are traveling, that's fine. But as you are traveling, also learn about the area, learn about its ecosystems, its everything around the area, that you can come back knowing more things.
You made a very important point to say about learn about the area, because there is no better educator than, you know, traveling.
Mm-mm.
That's why you see these guys, they are coming from Europe to come to Namibia. Don't really think they come here because they like you. you know, they want to expand their mind.
Yeah.
Because if I move from here to Roderick, it's a different environment. It's a different way of life. The way of thinking is different. And it's like you are reading a book.
Mm.
You know, you are not just in the corner of your house in a certain village. It's the same like meeting new people from different environment. You sit down and you learn. If you travel to especially the coastal town or maybe to different towns, don't just go there for selfies.
Mm.
Look around and look at you know, opportunities within that town. Look at academic institutions that you can look at. Influential, you know, there are influential people, there are people, there are institutions that you can learn from. And just because one thing, if you don't want to, if you prioritize entertainment too much, I think you will miss out a lot of things.
True.
Yeah, because you are just going to be that grandmother or that grandfather who don't have anything to talk about.
To teach to
his grandkids.
Mm.
Yeah, because I want to be a very interesting grandpa one day. Yeah. It's always good, and it's always good to when you reach a certain level of maybe age and wisdom, then you'll be able to contribute to another people to grow.
Yeah,
you can't just say no. I was traveling from here to here. We were with who. Okay, but talk about how should we navigate through this life?
Yeah, because I feel like even the few things that we learned from our grandparents.
Yeah.
Even about the apartheid regimes or stuff like that. There were things that were in the textbook, but it was just added value just from their own personal experience like that. And it's because they were paying attention in the moment.
Yeah.
They were part of the moment. You know, even you're not just distracted and off to the side.
Yeah.
They were actually living in the moment.
And why you are there? Because everyone get old.
Yeah.
Everyone get old. Né? And they are, and when you are doing your own analysis, you can also find those one who reach a certain age, but they cannot really offer you, I don't want to say not productive thing, but you can just see there's a difference between, you know, a person who was there learning and a person who was there not really learning.
Mm.
Yeah, even how they handle themselves. So that's why it's always good to learn. It's always good to learn. And the other thing that we have also is fear of people. One thing I've seen, and it was with everyone of us, because you know, when we're at the village, we're schooling at the village, né? when you're at the village and it's December time,
you know,
we used to have a lot of cousins who are, you know, at in different towns. Yeah, this one they grew up in, you know, grew up in Windhoek, in Grootfontein, we call it Oshanda. grew up in Chuarongo, somewhere in Rotherix. When they come, you can see you are the same age, but these guys have a different, you know, social life.
Yeah.
They speak differently. You know, they look at things differently. But now, because us, you know, we had this thing of inferiority. It's just an inferiority, not inferiority complex. We have this thing of saying, no, if you are from the village, I think you are inferior.
You
are not ahead of life and whatsoever. But I started to realize that, no, when these guys are coming from where they are, this one is my ground. I know a lot of tricks. Yeah, that's why now, for me, if we have to exchange.
Yeah.
I have to teach you my village life. Then I also need to learn town life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that time, you know, it's not really a long time. But those guys, they have been, you know, they have full functioning TV. Some of us, we only watch TV maybe in after a month or in the end of the year or whatsoever. But those guys, they understand and they were up to date. But what they were lacking is village life.
Yeah.
There, when they are coming there, they are suffering. They are in my territory. That's why now it's now. I learn later that no, these guys, they need me as much as I need them.
Yeah.
That's why the message that I want to communicate here is that festive season, people are traveling from different places and people have different economic power. And also some are advanced in life, but don't be scared of getting to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be inferior. Don't feel like you are behind or don't feel like you are not fitting to sit in that table. And also don't be an ice boy. Or an ice lady.
Yeah,
because if you have a confidence in yourself, people can also respect you. Yeah, because you can't just be there and be sent ice while people are talking.
because
a person can only send you ice when you show the character of you that no, I am fit to go and get ice. Yeah, but if you say no, okay, let's sit. Okay, you are sending me ice, but what should I get from this table? Yeah, because at the end of the day, somebody must go and get ice.
Yeah,
but what are we getting from this table? Because people are most likely to disrespect you if you allow it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but it's a time where you don't need to be scared of people, and you also don't need to be arrogant. We need to learn from each other.
Yeah.
This is a festive season, and we need to challenge each other for good. Enter those debates. Don't just insult people. Don't just fight. Enter those debates. It's the only way you can.
And I think that just goes back to the having the goals. Because if you have your goals in your mind already, know when you enter those conversations, how you should carry yourself, what you should take away from it, and how you can also add to it.
Yeah.
So it's very important to make those goals. And I feel like if you make them now at the beginning of the month, it will be so easy for you to carry them out throughout the month.
Yeah. And one thing I've seen also, we have different kinds of people, especially when you are at this, big gathering or, end of the year event. Because one thing I've realized is there are also those people who don't like losing. That's why if you enter into a debating for the sake of winning, then you are at a wrong debate.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to learn.
Mm.
Because some people, even if you know you are wrong, you are debating because you want to win. and it's wrong. It's wrong, really. That's why you find those people. I've seen it. I have a lot of friends who are teachers. And I'm always telling them to say, no, you guys, when you are teaching your kids, you want to teach us. Every time we make a mistake, you want to teach us.
Yeah.
But it's not wrong, really. But what is wrong is that don't challenge each other for the sake of who is winning and who is losing.
Mm-mm.
Because it will turn into enemies also. You are just sitting on the table. Then there's a certain topic. Maybe, Kaveh, you have more knowledge about a certain topic that I don't know. Now, I have this pride, I'm now pressuring you to Saleda, but you have more points than me. Instead of me learning from you, then it can then start very fast, especially during this festive season.
Yeah.
A bottle can be thrown just like that.
And I think it's an issue of status, but let's go to a commercial break.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Ripura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM VI.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM
Namibia. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes. Welcome back to the business and economic segment.
Yeah.
Lecture Hall 1.
Yeah, welcome back to Lecture Hall 1. We are discussing about young people and festive season. How should you prepare for a festive season? And also how to behave yourself or how to handle yourself during this festive season. We have already spoke about your safety and security. We also spoke about having a plan. Kaveh indicated about having a plan. You must always have a plan on what you want to learn. You can use any platform to learn either. She also indicated something related to networking. You must use it this opportunity to make sure that you network with the right people. And be very, very careful about your company. And the most important thing is conversation that you are entering to. You must enter a conversation with a purpose. Don't just debate for the sake of winning or for the sake of, you know, because no one is going to award you. Because yeah. you know things about life. One thing I've realized, I think I started learning about this when you know, when you are growing up, to say no. Some of the things that our pride let us do are unnecessary things. You end up fighting your cousin just because you want to win a debate.
Yeah,
just for the sake of winning.
Mm.
But you are supposed to, you know, just leave. why, who is going to give you an award for fighting a person? Or for winning a debate. And people will not remember you for that thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot of to do with status. Because sometimes when a person is like, let me say, successful to some extent.
Yeah.
Then you go back. Then you go back. I feel like you go back to farm.
Yeah.
I feel like you come in with this arrogance that, no, I'm the most successful one. Therefore, I should know the most or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's not like that.
Yeah.
Even a simple person.
Let's go to commission.
Life is full of firsts. Your first crush. And your first date, your first interview, and your first job, your first car, and your first road trip. But there's nothing quite like that first sip of Heineken. Our 5-star credentials ensure that every sip is uniquely balanced for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM VI.
Yes, welcome back. As I was saying, sometimes we get into this, you know, confrontations with our family members because we are trying to protect our ego because of status. Just because, you know, I own a business here in Windhoek and then I go back, you know, to the village where that guy has been naked, being looking after the cows and stuff. Now I feel entitled to some extent that I guess the hurt man. So I feel like those type of things are the ones that really cause all those confrontations. And it's important for you to set them aside because as we are saying, everybody needs everybody. Because as much as the guy who created the aeroplane needed the guy who made the parachute, you also need your farmer.
And you are very right to say no. It's a hot man. When you go to the village with, okay, you can have your new car, you have status and money. Then there are things that you don't know. Then these village guys, sometimes they don't care. They can beat you up also if you are not behaving very well. But it's always very important to respect each other, especially during this festive season. Because these guys have been taking care of your father's kettle or your uncle's kettles. And these guys have been maintaining whatever you are enjoying at the farm, whatever you are enjoying at the village, these guys have been maintaining them. And there's always this thing of undermining a person's intelligence because a person has been at the village. And it's wrong. And if you are wrong, you are just wrong. Don't keep on this unnecessary pushing of a person just because you have status. And it's really bad because you, number one, if you are around people who are not advising you, you may think you are a hot man if you have, you have said, but you're not really a hot man. No, you are just maniki. Because of your behavior, you lose status. But you can find those people who support unproductive things.
Because it's your character that makes you a man, not really what you have or whatever.
It's your character and how you treat people also. Because, you know, a true hot man will not abuse other people. And you cannot also not see him. You cannot see him. That's why this festive season, we must go there with a very different picture. And we must also go there with a purpose. It's the only way we are going to educate each other. Because at the end of the day, national goals that we talk about, national priorities that we talk about, like, you know, fighting unemployment, creating our own jobs, and all the things that we want, and having a better academic institution, whatever we want, after the end of the festive season, because life is still going to continue. Life is going to continue, and everyone is going to be back at his hustle and whatever you are going to do. And if you are not planning very careful, you are also going to be in trouble. It's always good to have a plan. Rather than not having a plan, because it's not about a plan which is going to win. Sometimes you can have a plan which is not going to work out, but at least you have a focus where you are going. You can't just move in a second.
That's true.
Yeah,
so let's take advantage of this festive season. We need to do things differently.
Yeah.
And I say we because this is really about all of us.
Doesn't
matter how old you are, how young you are, where you teach, where you work, where you do what. Those things don't matter. At the end of the day, it's just got to be you and your goals at the beginning of next year. So when you're going away for this holiday, just sit down, you know, put into consideration what you want for yourself. Think about, where am I going to work next year? How am I going to, you know, contribute to the economy? What am I going to do differently as a citizen? What do I stand for? What do I believe in? Like, these are questions that you have to ask yourself.
How should I make clean money?
Yes, clean money, legal money.
How should you make clean money? It's always good to, you know, To have a game plan. Even if it does not work out, you must always have something that you must have. Especially when it's come to, it's money, it's work. And never forget those who went to school, because we are already out of that period. You must also make sure that you give your results to people who pay your school. Give your academic results. You know, one thing about being accountable also, because if you went to a university, you went to a college, you went to a technique, you went to a vocational training center,
yeah,
then it's end of the year and somebody has been supporting you, maybe giving you money, and you fail, for example. It's always good to be accountable. Even if those results are disappointing, just give them.
Yeah,
you give them, then you learn from there.
On what you can do better. But then, you know, I don't have a problem with failure also, but I have a problem with deliberate failure. You know, sometimes a person is smart, but then they don't apply this enough pressure, so they end up failing. But in terms where you know that you did your best and then you failed, that's like a completely different scenario.
Yeah, and it's very good to fail. And we were never taught about this thing.
Yeah.
Unless you are failing without intentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very good thing to fail, because when you fail, you just awake. If you really know what you want. Because if you don't fail, you will never learn.
Mm.
I don't want to say you must fail a year.
You
can fail in anything. If you fail, you understand that it's very painful and I have to go back and refocus again.
Mm.
That's why most of us were not taught about the advantage of, you know, learning from failing. Our parents never thought about this thing.
Mm.
So now you go to school. And I think it has been a culture with all the parents. You know, when I was in school, I was always number one.
But now, how are they all first?
How was your grading system? If now the whole village, every parent is telling their kids they're always number one, how was your grading system?
Yeah.
But I think it's also a matter of motivating a person. Mm. So, no, if I was you, when I was my time, I was always number one. And my father apparently was always number one. And my mother also.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of motivating another person. But don't forget to give those results and learn.
Mm.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you have to grow from that. Because if you keep on hiding results, people will lose, you know, they will not trust you anymore.
Yeah,
they will not trust you, especially if you're at university. I know things are very tough.
Mm.
And our university life was also not easy.
Yeah.
You have to keep on pushing.
Mm.
Yeah. And you can also find those who have been at your university for 7 years, and it's not wrong.
Yeah.
It's a journey of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you push. You are getting knocked. You registered to do nursing, maybe in 2017, for example.
Mm.
Yeah, by the time maybe in 2020 you do marketing. By the time you graduate, you are doing IT. Mm. It's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's life. You change, you get knocked down. And no one should blame you for that.
Mm.
Because we are not the same journey. Now, that's why when people are, because there's always those people who ask without being sensitive about how is your progress. Yeah, we don't know. You know, where are you? How are things going?
Yeah.
When things are going well on your side, it's easy for you to speak about it.
Mm.
But when things are very tough to other people, you know, don't press those buttons. Let people speak about their things. Don't press those buttons, because, you know, you must be very sensitive also.
Mm.
You can't just keep on pressing any button that you see.
Yeah. And I think we are nearing the end of our show. So maybe just a quick recap of what we spoke about.
Yeah.
We did say that for the festive season, whether you are a young person, an adult, whatever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are going, it's just important for you to go for this festive season and reflect back on the year that you've had.
Yeah.
And then you look ahead to next year and you plan out what you want to do within that year, what you want to achieve, where you want to position yourself. And also for the youth who want to be incorporated into the political processes of the country, it's important for you to go to the village and just to, you know, take the time to learn about the rules and the policies that govern our country, so that next year you can join these conversations. And when you do join them, you can say substantial things.
Yeah.
And also we did say to the entrepreneurs out there, it is a time for you to, you know, be curious when you're traveling, find the opportunity in everything, look at your surrounding, where are the business opportunities that you can, you know, come into that environment and set up a business, or you can just build on your small business already. Talk to those cousins who are entrepreneurs, talk to those cousins who are lawyers, and see how they can help you grow, you know. And of course, it's important for us when we are joining conversations to look at the type of people that are at those conversations. What can we learn from them and what can we add to them as well? And of course, don't just join the conversation for the sake of joining or for the sake of arguing for that reason. Just join it because you want to learn something and you want to teach something also.
Indeed.
And I think, yeah, that's basically what we were talking about, because all these things are necessary in terms of economic building.
Yeah.
Because if we don't capacitate our civilians, our economy will not grow. So we need to have these skills and we have to have these discussions in society.
Yeah. No, we are almost at the end of our business and economic segment. And yeah, as you have said, Kaveh, you know, it's always good to have a plan. I don't want to dilute what you have said,
mm-mm,
but having a plan and learning, I think those are the basic part of a very good life. And you know, don't take it too serious. Also, you must relax. Mm.
Enjoyment. Also very important.
Yeah, relax. Yeah.
It is the holiday season after all, so you must relax.
Yeah. Okay. See you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Do subscribe, you know, to our Villager e-paper. Follow us on our social media.
Yeah.
And whatever you do this festive season, just make sure that you are listening to Eagle FM.
Every time. We are here until the end of time.
24 hours.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.